Mirabai was an enlightened woman in Rajasthan. She had written some beautiful poetry of her devotion to her beloved Krishna. You are my companion in life and death. Day or night, I cannot be separated from you. Without seeing you, my body aches. My heart knows this. Climbing higher and higher paths, I have looked for you. Every night my eyes have cried and cried. This world is unreal. So too are families and relations. This I know. With folded hands, I pray, listen, listen to what I say. Still this mind of mine is rough like an elephant in despair. The beloved had placed his hand on my head and stilled my mind. Now, every moment, I see the beloved's form, I attain bliss. My only wish, let me stay, let me stay. She says, this mind of mine is rough like an elephant in a rut. Even though I'm totally sure about my direction, the mind is still doing its games. It's like an elephant. How can you hold back an elephant? I know my direction, but the mind is still there. The beloved has placed his hand on my head and stilled my mind. Now I know it's something different. I have tasted the silence. I have tasted the bliss. Now this mind is even worse, because I know it's not real. Still it comes trampling in. I want to have a silent temple, and the elephant comes. But every moment I see the beloved's form, I attain bliss. Then I'm reminded. My only wish, let me stay. Let me stay with you. My home and its courtyards do not appeal to me without my beloved. And she came from the palace in Rajasthan. She's saying, nothing of this can tempt me anymore. My home and its courtyards and its garden does not appeal to me. When the beloved is away in a foreign land, friend, how to light the lamp? The bed is empty, I toss and toss. Sleep does not come to my eyes. How long have I waited for you, spending day and night in pain of separation? What shall I say? Words doesn't come. My heart is boiling. When will the Lord give me his vision? Is there anyone there enough who can bring a message from the Beloved? When will that auspicious moment come when the Lord will embrace me? And Mira, in joy of love, sing the songs of spring. Spring in Hindi is Vasant. When will the song of spring come? Mira is even an enlightened woman. But as long as the body is there, the longing and the desires goes on. More and more purified, of course. More and more focused into the One. No, she can't see anything else than the Beloved. Nothing else matters. No fame, no family, no palaces. Nobody else. That is the holy fire. I know. I know this longing, I know this frustration of not knowing what to do. But that pain is purified. Be happy. Nobody danced like Mira, they said. Even she became an outcast, like a crazy woman, everybody starts looking up to her because of the energy surrounding her. Dear Swahaji, thank you very much for answering my letter in such a beautiful way. You pulled me up above my grey cloud to a place where the mind got peace. The heart connected, awareness. What a relief. Love, Maretta. It is a relief when you let go and take a few steps out of the cave, then it's a relief. And sometimes something beautiful have to tempt you to come out. Otherwise you don't see any reason to come out. You pulled me up above my grey cloud to a place where the mind got peace, the heart connected, awareness. What a relief. When there is awareness, there is a relief. Awareness is clarity. No, don't stop. When you have tasted it, then it's very difficult to go back. I'm just tempting you. To eat more. Kabir says, nobody has found God without the living master. His help is what makes it possible. You find your thirst and he will do the rest. You find your thirst. If you don't have that thirst, what can he do? If you have the thirst, he has the water. And you will get drunk. Nobody has found God without the living master. His help is what makes it possible. Because for the first time you see something is possible. Maybe you have dreamt about these things, but now you see, now you can't reject it anymore. Then you find your thirst and he will do the rest. So follow love, follow bliss, follow existence. Remember your direction. Whatever comes up, don't put much attention into it. Be steady. That's how you learn. Mind will come up with all kinds of objects, thoughts, other people, life, reactions, imagination, and this I and that I and so many I's before the real I appear. You have to face all the eyes. I this, I that. Then this conflict, the more there is, the more conflict. And the journey, in the beginning you try to take everything with you on the journey. You're trying to pull your past with you. It's normal. But it's very heavy. You would like to take all kinds of rubbish with you that you're very attached to. And then as you move on, it becomes more and more heavy. And then out of your own realization, you will start dropping things. Maybe I don't need this. Maybe I don't need that. Then you think, oh, maybe I should settle down here with all my stuff. And then the wind comes again and reminds you, hey, weren't you on a journey? Do you really need these things? And then in the morning, after a good dream, you feel very happy, and then maybe a few things. I don't need that. Why did I carry this? I'm so stupid. Then you're very happy, then you go more light, and that's how it goes on. Till one day, you have only your clothes, and they will go, and the last win on from the top. Then you come there, you don't need anything. There is many stories like that. One, Sika, who wanted to become a sannyasin, came to Buddha. And Buddha, he had some things that he never would answer. A few things that he never will answer, because you could just go on and on. Past lives and after death and all this kind of nonsense. Esoteric things. He wanted you first to be present. And then this man came and he said, I have so many questions. And Buddha said, I'm ready to answer all of them. But on one condition, you just stay here 1 year. You sit there 1 year with me and go traveling when we travel, because he moved. When the rain came, then he went to one area. When the hot dry season went, he went to another area. And as he said that, then one old disciple of Buddha started laughing hysterical in the corner. Laughing and laughing, and more his disciples start laughing there in the back. Even Buddha has to. Because he was a very meditative guy, you know, so just, hey, behave. We have a new seeker here. Then afterwards he asked his friends, why are you laughing so much? And he said, this guy is a tricky guy. He told me the same. And I'm still here. And that was 10 years ago. And not only that, he answered all my questions in that first year. I've just been quiet since then. Meditate on it. That's how it is. And the peace you're seeking is beyond the questions. No answer can give you question. But just stay and everything will be answered. Then when you see it from yourself, then you know it then. And every master has a lot of enlightened people around him. Doesn't matter where to go then. Where to go? What to do? There was many stories like that, and all masters. Some was just hiding. Even Buddha has to ask, where is this guy? I haven't seen him now. And they had to pull him out. And Buddha said, I know what has happened to you, but why aren't you sitting here with us? Oh, I was so afraid you were going to see it. Because I know you have this tradition, sometimes you send your enlightened disciples away to spread the word. And please, please, don't send me away. I don't want to be one of those. I'd rather stay here being ignorant than going away enlightened. Huh? They are very nice people. Otherwise, people are very arrogant. Even being come enlightened, they're very arrogant, no? No, all arrogance has to go. Then if you are enlightened, then you don't even know you're enlightened then. Beloved Master, I want to share with you some things that have come up recently and take your words literally and use the opportunity. First, I want to thank Avilaj for his letter today. It touched me deep down in the base. I don't know why, but it made me cry. This morning, Vimal told me gently that I shouldn't bump into people by jumping during the hoo-hoo stage in dynamic. That is fair to tell. However, it touched a painful spot, which made me soften. I can see that I'm dead scared of doing anything wrong. Already as a very young boy, my father must have been very strict with me. Doing anything wrong in his eyes meant rejection or anger. And that was like dying for a small child. That's the reason for my critical mind, I think, and my always being on guard. I'm glad that I had developed compassion for my situation and for my father. I also have this subtle sense of separation, as if I was cut off from other people. I can see that it also has to do with trust. One last thing I would like to share is that the week into the silence, I seem to almost have lost my physical strength. I guess the energy is going in other channels now. It happened in Brazil also. But as long as I rest in it, it's totally fine. Why should I fight it? I trust that it's part of the process. And let's see what will happen then. Let my impurities burn in your fire of love. With immense thankfulness and love, we Buddha. Where is Avilaj today? Hoi hoi. You see your long letter? It helps people. You see, it's always good to come out. You never know. That's what I'm saying. Don't hold back. No, Avilaj's letter will also help somebody. That's how it is. It's a chain reaction here. Mm-hmm. We're all in the same boat. Huh? It's always something for someone else because it's all the same. We are not so different. It touched me deep down in the base. I don't know why, but it made me cry. This morning, Vimal told me gently that I shouldn't bump into people while jumping during the hoo-hoo stage. This is fair to tell. However, it touched a painful spot which made me soften. I can see that I'm dead scared of doing anything wrong. It's good that it made you soften. Some people get angry. Be aware of the reaction you have and people. Everybody here is here to help you. And especially the people who are close to me and is totally devoted to it. They are only in that position because they can be of help. They are not there to push you into the wall or press your buttons. But if you have buttons, let them come up softly and melt. Huh? Let it be butter buttons. Butter buttons. So that is good that you saw that and it touched the painful spot which made me soften. That's how it should. I can see that I'm dead scared of doing anything wrong. That's why it's important to do dynamic, because there definitely your father wouldn't approve of it, most probably. My son going banana at 7 in the morning, he should behave. This is how you can get it out without hurting anybody. Already as I was a very young boy, my father must have been very strict with me. Doing anything wrong in his eye meant rejection or anger. And that was like dying for a small child. Yes. And we all had different childhoods. That's why you don't know what will come up. All these memories has to come up and be freed. And here, if you understand it, you can easily free it in dynamic, just by being available to the emotions and feelings that comes up. Otherwise, do primal therapy, which is also very good if you have a lot of primal stuff. But it's very important to clean out this past, otherwise you will never come to meditation. Because it's always been this scared of doing anything wrong or saying anything wrong, and you have to make a fool out of yourself. Because you are a fool. So, if you understand that, what's the big problem? I should get this clone nose for everybody. Then you would remember. You're just the clown. You're trying to behave very good. Then you wouldn't be so scared of doing anything wrong. If you have that red nose, then you are excused then. If you do something, then people don't get angry at you. Oh, he's a clown. He's allowed to do these things. Because you take yourself so serious, then you get dead scared of doing anything wrong. And that's how it is. It's been going down, maybe from your parents, from your father. This is how we get very tense, because you have tense people. If you had a natural, soft meditators as parents, it could never happen. People can only teach what they are. So it's much easier, just deal with yourself. You have more than enough. Don't involve the families, the poor families. Yes, they did their best. They loved you in the way they could. See the things as they are. Doing anything wrong in his eye meant rejection or anger, and that was like dying for a small child. It is definitely like dying. And that's why we get so constricted. That's the reason for my critical mind, I think. And me always being on guard. Yes. I'm glad that I have developed compassion for my situation and for my father. I also have this subtle sense of separation. As if I was cut off from other people. I can see that it also to do with trust. But the first thing, is to just see your situation. Very, very few people see their own situation. So in that way you're very lucky. Because when you see something, you see something. When you see something, then you can understand it. You can study it. This is how it looks. This is how it feels. Then you can free yourself then. Most people, they don't see. They can see that it has to do with understanding, that it has to do with trust, that it has to do with compassion, that it has to do with fear. Most people can see that. They're all bottled up. When you start seeing your own situation, then everything is possible then. And you're definitely in the right place for that. So be happy. One last thing I would like to share is that the week into silence, I seem to almost have lost my physical strength. I guess the energy is going in other channels now. It happened in Brazil in March also. But as long as I rest in it, it's totally fine. Why should I fight it? Exactly. Who is fighting it? Who could fight it anyway? The fighter could fight. Huh? And who's the fighter? The ego. Who wants something different from what is happening? So it's very good. Don't give any energy to the fighter. Warriors, true warriors are like, but not fighters. It's a big difference. Hmm? Oh, true warrior is always alert. But if he doesn't need, he will never fight. I seem to almost have lost my physical strength. This is just positive. I guess the energy is going in other channels. That is how it is. And I have reminded you many times that so much energy is released and you're going through things. You don't know. Normally the energy is going all over the place. Now it starts getting directed in other channels. Of course, that's going to be very exhausting. But also it's going to be very relaxing. Nothing is more exhausting than going through a lot of emotions and feelings and cleansing. Because it's in a much deeper level than the physical body. But then the rest will be even deeper. That is just a sign that you are available, that the energy can move. Let the energy move, you just be out of the way. The energy knows where it's supposed to go, what it's supposed to do. Just get out of your own way. As you say, but as long as I rest in it, it's totally fine. And that's all what I'm teaching you, just rest in it. And especially if it's totally fine. If it's not fine, then don't rest, get out of it. But if it's fine, good. Why should I fight it? No, and don't fight it. And the more the energy goes in different directions, then maybe more physical strength will go. It will go. But it will be much stronger in other dimensions of your being. In your understanding, in your heart, in your soul. So as you become more powerful, more strong there, your physical body will be more weak or more sensitive. Because now it's directed. You start remembering a much bigger part of your being. One thing I would like to share is that in the silent I seem almost to have lost my physical strength. It's totally fine. Just welcome it. Listen to these words of Rumi. I used to want buyers for my words. Now I wish someone would buy me away from my words. Rumi, he was very famous. Now he was writing like nobody else, all his poems. He was famous before even. He was a big scholar, big teacher. I used to want buyers for my words. That is how it was before. I want to be a famous poet, a writer. No, I wish someone would buy me away from my words. No, he's not identified anymore. And you can change those words. I used to want buyers for my food. No, I wish someone would buy me away from my food. Same thing. I used to want buyers for my films, for my work, for my ideas. No, I want people to buy me away from all that. No, I had enough. I made a lot of charmingly profound images, scenes with Abraham and Abraham's father, Asar, who was also famous for icons. I'm so tired of what I've been doing. He's saying, I've been doing all kinds of talking about beautiful things, even all the way back to Abraham, and people being in awe of the stories. But for me, just words. I'm so tired of what I've been doing. Then one image without form came, and I quit. Then one image without form came, and I quit. When his master Shyam came, then everything changed. No, he wasn't interested in that. But you see, he went on writing afterwards also. Most probably he had a break. He forgot all about writing. But he had a gift for writing. But when he came back, it had a totally different flavor. So this is the thing. If you have a gift, first the ego, your mind will use it. Then you have to be ready to let it go. Then, if the whole want to use that through you, it will. I was so tired of what I've been doing. Then one image without form came and I quit. Look for someone else to tend the shop. I'm out of the image making business. I'm out of it. Basta. Enough is enough. I have found somewhere thing else. Finally, I know the freedom of madness. Finally, I know the freedom of madness, he says. And everybody is afraid to go mad. Only those who are ready to go mad can find freedom. A random image arrives. I scream, get out. and it disintegrates. A random image arrives. Ice cream, get out. It disintegrates. Still, the mind will come and trying something. Who cares? Just scream at it. Or laugh at it. What, that's what I'm saying. That's the difference between me and Rumi. Not much difference. You can scream or you can laugh. Or you can fart. It's up to you. Either way, it will go. No mystic have talked about that, but that is one of the most powerful, because the mind goes totally into shock. You have always been listening to me, and here I come with my serious things, and all you do is fart. And when the ego is in a state of shock, you sneak away. My only longing is love, only this love.